Gather round and let me tell you a story. Yes, it's a Christmas story, but it's not all candy canes and sugar plums. This is a story how I became Mrs. Claus. First, you must remember, Santa is not a man. He's an enormous elf with magical powers from another world. He sees you. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good. Oh, be good, for goodness sake. Santa had been alone with his little helpers, the tiny workshop elves, for so long. The girl elves were just too small. Santa is a big man in every way, so Santa needed to take a bride. He was making a list. He was checking it twice. He knew who was naughty and who was nice. And I was on a very special naughty list. He knew the kinds of toys that I wanted for Christmas. The ones that took batteries. The ones that had remote controls. The ones that were so nice in the way that they made me naughty. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow shone into my window on Christmas Eve. I was in my soft nightie, snug in my bed, when I heard such a clatter. Then I heard him, the large footsteps of a man in my living room. I should have run. I should have hidden. But instead I peeked into the room, watching him unload his bag of tethers and toys. He silently turned, and he looked at me. And then that magical creature put his finger on the side of his nose, and he gave it a nod, and I froze. He stepped toward me, and with a sinister chuckle, he said he knew what Santa was getting for Christmas. Suddenly, I was in his bag, and I was being dragged to the sleigh, up the chimney, and then we flew through the night, me snug in the bag. And then later, when he pulled me out, I was in his lair, fur and leather everywhere. I had changed in the magical bag. I was dressed like Mrs. Claus, with the hat and the glasses and the long dress, only with such a plunging neck. My breasts were on display like large Christmas globes. Santa pulled me onto his lap, and he said it was time for his milk and cookies. I struggled as he pulled down my dress, and he suckled my breasts, and then he twinkled his magic once again, and I felt milk flow from my breast. With his fingers he squeezed, and he pulled, and he filled glass after glass and set them by his cookies. He said he loved a woman who could make cookies and milk, but that it was time for the Christmas sausage. I wanted to fight, but he held me so tight. A red ball like Rudolph's nose was tied to my mouth, and soon I was bound and I was trussed like the Christmas goose, only the gander was behind me, ready to stuff his bird. And into my chimney he went, thrusting and grunting until he was spent. Then came the elves, one after another, until I was basted, just like that goose. And finally, he untied and dressed me in flannel. He pulled me to bed, claiming me, making me his Mrs. Claus. And I shook and I shuddered. He told me that while Christmas comes but once a year everywhere else, every day is Christmas at the North Pole.